Ruben?
Hey, is this John?
Yes, it is.
Hey, John, I'm working on your documents. Patrick's on another call, and I'm waiting to hear from him. My Patrick, not your Patrick. But I'm a little confused on the quote because I sent over the request, and my funding department is, I think, we're just confused. So I was hoping you could help me out. Do you have about 2 or 3 minutes?
Yeah, I don't have real details about...
Okay. I can speak to Pat also. We quoted you off 96504. That's what I was told the equipment cost was. And then I got the quotes over from my Pat, and I had two different, much different amounts of money. So I just wanted to figure this out, this issue, and maybe you could help me out real quick.
What did you have?
I was told the following. So what I was told was on the 96, how did we get to 96504? I was told that there was a, let me bring this up.
Okay, what is Pat's? Can we get Pat?
And I can solve this right now. I'm just making sure. So what I had was a $33,000, $591 spray booth. I had a $29,000 Vision Pro. And then I had a $33,913 laser. Which adds up to that number. But then when I'm looking at the laser system that my Patrick sent over to me, it's $45,000. So I don't know if I'm missing something or I'm just trying to sort this out.
Boy, that's a big discrepancy.
Yeah, and I don't know where that number is coming from, so I'm trying to check. Give me a second.
Didn't Pat... Oh, hi, Ruben. It's Kim Cano.
Hey, Kim. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
This weekend, I pretty much slept all weekend. I needed it. If you want to know the truth. How about you?
Well, there's just... My friend moved from Hawaii, so we've just been crazy busy.
Cool.
Moving her into a place, all
yeah.
that, running around, getting couch, doing stuff, yeah.
Yeah, doing
gotcha.
Stuff. But I just wanted to interject because I recall an email when Patrick called one day here and asked me, hey, you know, what's the total amount of, what are you guys looking for, what's the breakdown? And I,
yeah.
I gave some info, but then Pat chimed in, like, 10 minutes later to the same thread and replied to all. And
oh,
so,
let me check.
Okay.
Oh, I see this now. Yeah, I see this now.
This is why I don't want to be involved in all the details, the minutia with it. Not that I don't want to be. I just shouldn't be because there's this, when you have too many people working on something on the same matter, it's better if one shepherds the whole thing through. And if they need some help, that's
yeah.
fine. But you God. See what happens, how there's miscommunication, and I've tried to tell John this as well, that if you're going to have Pat do it, have Pat do it all, because then Pat will shepherd all of the communication.
And this didn't go to our Pat, so that's the whole, because he's basically my stopgap. So here's what I'd like to do. I quote you guys, I don't want to, we're not like a pressure cooker institution, we're not here to put any pressure on customers. We quoted you guys off the 96504, that's the number we quoted off. What I need to do is, and I don't think it's going to be an issue, but I just can't click a button to make it happen, I need to get the approval increased to $106,989 and then come back to you with those numbers. I'm going to shoot you to an email to the fact so you've got everything in writing. Can you give me about an hour to figure this out?
Yes.
Thanks, okay, Tony. Guys.
That had something to do with the $5,000 deposit.
What?
I wonder if that had something to do with the $5,000 deposit.
Let's take a look real quick. I can sort this out once. So the equipment, I'm going to add this all up in my calculator. The equipment from the laser company is $28,824.48.
So one of the pieces of equipment went up.
Yeah, that's the issue. Yeah, I missed that email. I might have seen it. I just didn't put two and two together.
Did he copy? I know, but I want to see if Pat did his due diligence by sending it to me.
No, he did. He did. You were included in the email and I wasn't. It just our Pat wasn't, so that's the whole issue. Let's see this.
A lot of money. How much did it go up to 45?
A lot of money.
Yes.
From 28?
Yes.
28,000.
No, from 33. And then also the equipment from, it just says it's a design order changed, but we'll just need to get their invoice. So the equipment is $33,281 for the paint booth. Yeah. So we're at $33,281 plus and 25 cents plus 28 plus 28,824.48. Okay. Give me a second. I'm just adding this up. And then the third one now is 45,300.
My gosh. So it's 11,000 more.
It's 12 grand. It's 12 grand more than the last quote. Yeah.
I mean, that's not something Pat would email. He should come to me face to face.
I thought you guys
knew
about it.
We got a big issue. I knew nothing about this.
Okay.
That's what I want to see with Pat. Did he send me an email?
Yeah, Pat replied to all when I chimed in, and you. That's why only one person needs to do this, Don.
No, but I didn't. I went through the red folders. There was nothing about the tools.
It happened a while ago. Yeah, Ruben, what date was that email?
I honestly saw it, and I didn't put two and two together, so I'm not gonna. Let's see. I think that was a while ago because you just said look at your email, and I didn't get too much from you, so I just searched for yours.
Okay. Here's what we do, Ruben. You come back, you send the numbers, so you do what you need to do, so it's in writing. John's going to go talk to Pat right now and find out a couple things internally.
He's at Home Depot.
Okay. Well, we're
no worries. And what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to have our Pat, if it's okay with you, reach out to your vendor because we can't use a change order for documentation. They have an invoice and then a change order. So I'm just going to have him reach out and get an official quote or invoice from your spray booth vendor to get this moving today.
So I'm also copied. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Okay, Pat's on the phone. Hold on a second.
Thanks, Tom.
Hey, Pat, we're on the phone with Ruben. I know you copied emails, but in future reference, when there is something that is a $12,000 change, I need you to put a post-it note on my desk and let me know, okay?
There shouldn't be a $12,000 change. It's a $900 change.
It's a $900 change. $45,000 is what you sent to the people at the for the laser.
And $44,000 was what I originally sent.
$34,000.
I know, and it said, look through their emails. I sent an email corresponding shortly after saying I grabbed the wrong one in tape. This is the actual one, and it was for
$44,000. Okay, you have to communicate with me. That is a big, big, big difference, 10 grand. And it's throwing a kink in things. And, you know, when something like that happens, you have to let me know, okay? This is not good that you thought you copied people. I did not know anything about 10 grand more for that laser. That is a huge...
Hey, John, I got his email. It's my mistake, too. I missed it completely. He copied you and me. I missed it completely. I didn't put two in together, so it's just as much blame on me.
I'm the owner of the company. I just should know. So I'm sorry you're a part of this conversation.
Oh, no, dude, it's okay. You guys are reasonable deal. Let me do this. Let me see if I can just get that approval increase, explain everything. I'll have our Pat reach out to your vendor to get a formal invoice with the new changes and get this wrapped up.
It is going to be more a month. It has to be more a month.
I know. I just can you let me know how this is going to impact things, please? Okay.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. If you could let me know how much talk to your.
Yeah. Let me get right on this, and I'll get right back to you. Give me an hour.
Thanks. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Hey Pat, you need the freedom to come.